Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jasmine. The subject is embarrassment in studying for 1+ years.
Hi, Nathan and Ben. My name is Jasmine, and I've been studying for the LSAT for over a year now, and I am not scoring well enough to apply to law school. I'm scoring a 149/150. I'm confident my score will increase and I can do better if I continue to stay persistent in my studies. Friends and family often tell me that if I don't understand the exam by now, then I probably never will. Yikes. Although I know this is not true, it is only adding on to my stress and anxiety about the exam. I now feel embarrassed when I tell people I'm still studying. Do you have any works or wisdom on how to embrace the journey/process and feel proud of where I am? Any advice appreciated?
Jasmine, this is a great opportunity for you to decide for yourself how you want to live your life and live it. If you want to keep studying, if you want to keep working on this, then make that decision and do it. Other people have advice. I'm sure it's well-intended. They're trying to help you out. But if you have been making progress, if you haven't been making progress, if you've been at 149, 150 for over a year or even 6 months, then you need to look at how you're studying before you continue to do more studying. I want you to grind well or better than the way you have been. And that's fine. You can just try to look at what you've been doing and maybe change what you've been doing. But I mean, we have so many opportunities in life to listen to other people, but we also have many opportunities to learn to ignore them and just decide what is best for us and do that. And smile and nod when they give you that advice. Just say, hey, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. But I know I can do better and I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah. About halfway through my career, I had a student who he was in a live class in San Francisco. He started in the 130s. He took my class for 8 weeks or something and made marginal progress, but had really high goals. Like he was a military guy and he wanted to be a JAG or something. And he thought he needed high 160s. And I remember at that point in my career thinking, 30-point improvement, that's a real uphill battle. I don't know if that's really a thing or not. And that guy stuck with it. And he ended up studying for a total of like 3 years. But he ended up making a 30-something point improvement. He went from like 139 to 172.
Yeah.
And I remember just being blown away by the work ethic. And I didn't really think that it was possible to improve that much on this test. And I was totally proven wrong. And since then, 30-point improvements are not common, but they're not all that rare anymore either. And you, Jasmine, probably don't need a 30-point improvement. 15 points from where you're at right now, mid-160s, is going to be pretty solid at a lot of schools. So it's unfortunate that your friends and family are giving you that kind of unsolicited discouragement. But I think if you can shake it off, then we'll find out what your true potential actually is.
Yeah, I want to say two things. One, I've told you before about Bethany, but I think she had a similar impact on me that this military student had on you. And that is that she ended up, I think, studying for 2 years. She took my class and then she did a little bit more studying after the class was over. But I just kept hearing from her, like it would be like 3 months. And then she'd email me a very specific question about a very specific LSAT question. And I would respond. And then 2 years later, she just emailed me and was like, hey, I got 171. And it's just way different. I think she was like in the 130s or low 140s. Really low, but just persistent and determined. I'm sure she was making progress that whole time. And when you do make progress, it's a lot easier to know that you're probably going to keep making progress. So Jasmine, I do want you to make sure that you're doing official LSAT questions. And every time you do a question, you're reviewing it to a point where you get the click, you understand it, you could explain it to somebody else. Because I don't want you spinning your wheels. I want you doing this correctly. But if you are doing it correctly, then it might just be a matter of more work and only you can decide.
Thanks for writing in, Jasmine. You can email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.